بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have spoken of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's interaction and the way he had treated his neighbors. We spoke of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's interaction with those who had served him and those who were in his service. We spoke of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's interaction with the Sahaba in general, and as a teacher, how he would teach them, and the methodology he would use when he wanted to correct any one of them or rectify anything that they had done. We come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's interaction and his treatment of children. How was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attitude, and what was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's approach when it came to little children? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved children, and he made time for them. That was the important thing. As busy of a person that he was, apart from his own children, his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, but generally the children, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken out time for the children. The Sahaba Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by children, or when he went to visit somebody and there were children around, he would take out time to greet the children. To greet it. Imagine how happy a child gets. He's not just ignored, especially with somebody of prominence or somebody of high standing in the community. The child awaits, looks for that attention and becomes so happy, and that memory stays with the child. That the person, wow, he came down to my level, he sat down next to me, he greeted me, he asked me how I was. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the head of the Islamic state, the Nabi of Allah azza wa jal. He would take out time for the children, and he would speak to them, he would greet them, he would pass his hand over their head, he gave them their moment with him. And once a little girl, Rasulullah sallallahu stepped out of his house, and he was on his way to get some work done, right? So he was on a mission, but this little girl came up to him and she grabbed him by his hand and she tugged him and she wanted him to go with her. And Rasulullah ﷺ allowed, the Sahaba says that Nabi ﷺ allowed her to take him wherever he wanted to around Medina to Munawwara until she was satisfied. And then Rasulullah ﷺ went on to do whatever he was going to do. So that was Rasulullah's interaction with the children, and it had such an impact on those children that as they grew up, they had those fond memories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.